During the COVID-19 pandemic, many people started working from home. Some scientists who study plant fossils used that time away from the office to their advantage. Wyoming Public Radio's Ashley Piconi reports that it helped them learn new tools to discover some really old leaves.
In a normal year, University of Wyoming Associate Professor in Botany and Geology Ellen Carano would spend about a month searching for plant fossils. Carano says the first step in the process is poring over geologic maps. Once she picks a broad area to study, she goes there. She walks and drives around looking for drab gray and brown rocks. That's because plants aren't preserved inside darker rocks.
Before they became rock, they were exposed on the surface for a long time. There were worms crunching things up. There were roots growing through things. So you're not going to find plant fossils in those.
After she identifies a good target, Carano digs out the biggest hunk of rock she can, and then she smacks it with a hammer.
Inevitably, you're going to damage some of the fossils, and that's kind of a big difference between paleobotany and, you know, like the dinosaur or the hominid paleontology that folks are more used to, where, you know, like dinosaurs are rare, human ancestors are incredibly rare, so every fossil is precious.
Once she finds the fossils, she wraps them in toilet paper and takes them back to the lab to study. But in the midst of the pandemic last summer, Carano wasn't allowed to do her usual research. Smithsonian research scientist Scott Wing was also not allowed to go into the field.
I started feeling really homesick for Wyoming because I always go to Wyoming in the summer and I always look for fossils, and it's always kind of the highlight of my year.
To console himself, Wing started flying around the state in Google Earth looking for possible fossil sites. He says he became addicted to it.
I started doing that and I started thinking, I think I can recognize the kinds of places that I have become used to seeing walking over one hill and looking at the next hill. You know, I think I can see some of those features on this Google Earth image.
Wing marked the locations of possible fossils, and later in the summer, he finally got approval to travel to Wyoming.
And I just started driving around to these places that I had marked in my GPS to see if my hunches based on the Google Earth images were any good. And after a couple of weeks, it became clear, oh yeah, you know, about half of these are panning out.
Half may not seem like a lot, but Wing says it's a much higher success rate than normal. It was important for Wing and Carano to continue studying the impact climate change has on life. They are using the fossils to explore an ancient climate change event that occurred some 56 million years ago. Wing says it can help scientists understand climate change today.
It involved an enormous release of carbon, something like the amount of carbon contained in all of the modern day fossil fuel reservoirs. And the release was, geologically speaking, quite fast.
He says the climate warmed by about 10 degrees Fahrenheit and rainfall became sporadic. Carano says the size and shape of leaves before and after the event are key to measuring the change in climate.
Wetter regions have more diverse plant life, and wetter regions tend to have plants with larger leaves.
Carano and Wing agree that Wyoming is the best place to understand what climate change was like for organisms and how it altered ecosystems. They are using Google Earth to identify more fossil locations for their research this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ashley Piconi.